PTC Media, bringing quality scouting podcasts to PACs, troops, and crews. Find us on the web at ptcmedia.net.
Yo, dude! Welcome to the Melrose Scouting Productions audio podcast, featuring me, Buttons the Radical Boy Scout. Like, dude, I am your host. Isn't that awesome? This podcast is for everybody who enjoys scouting, from the little cubbing dudes to the older dudes and dudettes who lead our packs and troops. So, like, what do you say, dude? Let's get started! Episode 1.
Hello, I am Scoutmaster Steve, the producer of the original videos you may have seen on the Melrose Scouting Productions podcast, which can be found on iTunes and through FeedBurner. I have been involved with the scouting program throughout most of my life. Like many adult leaders in scouting, I have collected quite a bit of scouting paraphernalia, including the usual books and patches. Many years ago, I began bringing a video camera along on some of the Boy Scout troop outings. During the last 2 decades, I have made quite a few videos for the troop. 2 years ago, I began creating video podcasts about scouting for Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, adult leaders, and families to enjoy. During the creation of these episodes, we met a character known as Buttons the Radical Boy Scout.
Yo, dude! Like, that's me!
Yes, it is, Buttons. And you seem to have found a small group of fans out there who enjoy watching your videos.
Yeah, dude! Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is. When we began creating the videos with Buttons, we had no idea he would become, well, shall we say, popular?
Sounds good to me, dude.
Recently, a few scout leaders from around the country have commented that they would like to see the content from the Melrose Scouting Productions video podcasts presented in the form of an audio podcast. After a couple of weeks of thinking it over and examining the content available, we thought we would give it a try. This audio podcast will feature various topics about Boy Scouting and Cub Scouting. You may learn a new song for your campfire or hear a new story to tell your friends.
Like, dude, do I get to be on this podcast?
Yes, you will, Buttons. The fans have spoken and you will be a host for the podcast.
Awesome, dude. Cool.
It is time for Around the Campfire. During this portion of the podcast, we will share with you a song that you can sing around the campfire with your troop or pack. This episode's song is one of the first songs that I learned as a Boy Scout way back in the 1970s at summer camp. I call it the Hole in the Ground song because I don't know if there is another name for the song. The audio that you're about to hear is taken from one of the Boy Scout Troop 68's annual Laughs for Lunch show, a campfire-style program done by the Boy Scouts for the local community. Join along and see if you can keep up with this fast-paced song.
Okay, this one's an audience participation song, but everybody's got to sing along with us. Okay, it's called the Hole in the Ground song, and I haven't heard it in any scout functions for quite a while. There's probably a few older scouters here that have maybe heard it years ago. I don't know if you younger guys have heard this one or not. But basically, it's an audience participation. You repeat after me. These guys will be helping you do your parts. I'll say a line, you repeat it. The refrain part, we'll all do together, but it's going to keep getting longer and longer and longer. Okay? You'll catch on real quick. You guys ready?
Sure.
All right. Well in the ground, well in the ground. You're all supposed to sing. Let's try it again. Well in the ground,
well in the ground.
There was a hole,
there was a hole,
the prettiest little hole,
the prettiest little hole,
that you ever did see,
that you ever did see.
Now this is the part we all sing together. Well, the hole's in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, and around, and the green grass grew all around. Well, in this hole,
well, in this hole,
there was a rook, prettiest little rook.
The prettiest little rook.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
Well, the roots in the hole and the holes in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around.
Well, on this rook,
there was a tree.
There was a tree.
The prettiest little tree.
The prettiest little tree.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
Well, the trees on the road and the roots in the hole and the holes in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. Why is it getting quieter on the refrain? It's going to get worse.
Well, on this tree,
there was a branch.
A pretty little branch.
That you ever did see. Well, the branch on the tree, and the trees on the road, and the roots in the hole, and the holes in the ground, and the green grass grew all around and around, and the green grass grew all around. Well, on this branch,
there was a twig.
A pretty little twig. That you ever did see. Well, the twigs and the branch and the branch and the tree and the tree and the root and the roots and the hole and the holes in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. Well, on this twig,
there was a nest.
The prettiest little nest. That you ever did see. Well, the nest and the twig and the twig and the branch and the branch and the tree and the tree on the road and the road and the hole and the hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around.
Well, in this nest,
there was an egg.
A prettiest little egg.
That you ever did see. Well, the eggs in the nest, and the nest, and the twig, and the twig, and the branch, and the branch, and the tree, and the tree, and the road, and the road, and the hole, and the hole, and the ground, and the green grass grew all around and around, and the green grass grew all around.
Not bad.
But in this egg,
there was a bird.
A prettiest little bird.
That you ever did see.
Well, the bird, the egg, the eggs, the nest, the nest, the twig, the twig, the branch, the tree, and the road, and the road, and the hole, and the hole, and the ground, the green grass grew all around and around, the green grass grew all around. Sing! Well, on this bird,
there was a wing.
A prettiest little wing. That you ever did see.
Well,
the wings of the bird, and the egg, and the eggs, and the nest, and the nest, and the twig, and the twig, and the branch, and the branch, and the tree, and the tree, and the root, and the root, and the hole, and the hole, and the ground, and the green grass grew all around, and around, and the green grass grew all around.
Not bad.
Well, on this wing,
there was a hair.
A prettiest little hair.
That you ever did see.
Well, the hair's the wing, and the wings of the bird, and the birds, and the egg, and the eggs, and the nest, and the nest, and the twig, and the twig, and the branch, and the branch, and the tree, and the tree, and the root, and the root, and the hole, and the hole, and the ground. I expect them not to keep up. Was the hair, right? On this hair.
There was a flea.
A pretty little flea.
That you ever did see.
for Button's Corner, where I get to talk to you about scouting. A year ago, I did a video for the Melrose Scouting Productions podcast about the Outdoor Code. The spring camping season will soon be here, so I thought it would be a good time to share with you my views on the Outdoor Code. And I'd like to talk to you about camping in the Boy Scouts. Yep, because I am a Boy Scout camper. Yeah. And when we go camping in the Boy Scouts, like, dude, we gotta follow a code. Yeah, the Outdoor Code. Yeah. And now I want to go through that with you a little bit so that you understand what I mean when I say the Outdoor Code. Yep. The Outdoor Code has 4 C's. Yeah, so let's go through it and you can see what those 4 C's are. Okay? As an American, I will do my best to be clean in my outdoor manners, to be careful with fire, to be considerate in the outdoors, and be conservation-minded. Yeah, see, 4 C's. Careful with fire, clean in the outdoors, conservation-minded, and clean in my outdoor manners. But not in that order, dude. Yeah, let's go through those a little bit. First one, clean in my outdoor manners. Yeah, when you're in the outdoors, guys, you gotta be clean. And I'm not talking take a shower. No. You gotta be clean. Don't litter. Don't leave trash laying around. Don't write on picnic tables. Clean up after yourselves. Yeah. Dude, you gotta be clean in the outdoors. Because Mother Nature keeps it clean, so we should too. Yep. Be careful with fire. That's the second part. Yeah, we've heard a lot in the news about forest fires and grass fires. Yeah, like, dude, you don't wanna start one of those. Nope. They're hard to put out, and people could lose their homes because of it. And not only people, dude, but all the little critters. Yeah, there's lots of animals out there that live in the woods. Yeah, like, dude, squirrels and rabbits and deer and bear. Yeah, they're all out there, and we should treat them with respect and not try to burn down their homes. So be careful with fire, dude. To be considerate. In the outdoors. Yeah, we have to be considerate because we don't live there. Nope, we have our homes that we live in. Yeah, very nice homes. Well, the animals live out there and we should not interrupt their homes. Yeah, leave the animals alone. Be considerate of them. Yeah, dude, don't litter, don't make a mess of their home. Yeah, we wouldn't like raccoons coming into our house and making a mess, would we? No. And lastly, be conservation-minded. Yeah, because, you know, we're part of this great big world. Yeah, and we only have a certain number of resources. Yeah, we gotta be careful with them, dude, because if we ruin things and waste a lot, well, pretty soon we're gonna run out. Yeah, run out of resources. Pretty soon, no electricity, no water, no wood, no oil, no gas. It's all gonna be gone! Yeah, and we don't want that to happen. Nope. So we have to be conservative. We have to conserve. Yeah, save. Use things wisely. Don't just throw stuff out all the time. Be conservation minded. Yep, and that is the Outdoor Code. Yeah, so keep that in mind when you go camping in the outdoors, dudes.
Well, it's time to bring this podcast to a close. And as our fire dies down, it's time for what we like to call the Scout Leader's Minute. Today, we'd like to use the minute to share with you John Wayne's Scout Law. Did you know that the great American actor John Wayne was a Boy Scout? It seems that even in his adult life, he never forgot his time in scouting. In fact, as Mr. Wayne was dying of cancer, he attended a benefit dinner to raise money for a new scout camp. President Gerald Ford, who was also attending the dinner, said of Mr. Wayne, "It occurs to me that John Wayne, like so many other great Americans, has never lost the sense that there is a higher good, something outside the individual, which each of us should seek to achieve." When the time came for Mr. Wayne to speak to the crowd, he surprised everyone when he recited the Scout Law. And then he added, "Trouble is, we learn them, the points of the law, so young that we sometimes don't get all the understanding that goes with them. I take care of that in my family. As each boy reaches scout age, I make sure he learns the scout law. Then I break it down for him, with the few things I have picked up in more than half a century since I learned it." Then John Wayne went on to break it down for the audience. Trustworthy, the badge of honesty. Having it lets you look any man in the eye. Lacking it, he won't look back. Keep this one at the top of your list. Loyal. The very word is life itself, for without loyalty, we have no love of person or country. Helpful. Part sharing, part caring. By helping each other, we help ourselves, not to mention mankind. Be always full of help, the dying man's last words. Friendly. Brotherhood is part of that word. You can take it in a lot of directions, and go, but make sure and start with brotherhood. Courteous. Allow each person his human dignity, which means a lot more than saying yes ma'am and thank you sir. It reflects an attitude that later in life you wish you had honored more, earlier in life. Save yourself that problem. Do it now. Kind. This one word could stop wars and erase hatreds, but it's like your bicycle. It's just no good unless you get out and use it. Obedient. Starts at home. Practice it with your family. Enlarge it with your friends. Share it with humanity. Cheerful. Anyone can put on a happy face when the going is good. The secret is to wear it as a mask for your problems. It might surprise you how many others do the same. Thrifty. Means a lot more than putting pennies away, and it is the opposite of cheap. Common sense covers it just as well as anything. Brave. You don't have to fight to be brave. Millions of good, fine, decent folks show more bravery than heavyweight champs just by getting out of bed every morning, going out and doing a good day's work, and living the best life they know how against the law of odds. Clean. Soap and water help a lot on the outside, but it is the inside that counts, and don't ever forget it. Reverent. Believe in anything that you want to believe in, but keep God at the top of it. With Him, life can be a beautiful experience. Without Him, you are just biding time. Buttons and I would like to thank you for joining us for this, the first episode of the Melrose Scouting Audio Podcast. The Melrose Scouting Audio Podcast is kind of a long name, a little too close to maybe our video podcast name. So we'd like to hear about your suggestions on what we could possibly name this podcast. Don't you think so, Buttons?
Yeah, dude. We need a new name.
So, send us your suggestions by emailing us at webmaster@melrosetroop68.org. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.